And greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our joyful topic this week is spring cleaning. We recognize that many of you may still be in the winter months, the winter season, when it is cold, there is snow and ice. And you may not be thinking about spring cleaning, but we ask you to consider it at this time. What is spring cleaning to each of you? What are the images that come to your mind? Is it refreshing all of your linens, shaking off the dust of your rugs? Opening up the windows and letting fresh breezes blow through, releasing the old to make space for the new. Those things that will delight you, those things that you may not even know are coming forward, are trying to come forward. Spring is a time of rebirth, of blossoming, of freshness, of nature holding forth her bounty and her beauty. We ask you to consider in this week coming up, spring cleaning in every area of your life, not just the material circumstance, but your inner home and landscape as well. What needs to be discarded? What needs to be recycled? What needs to be given up? What space needs to be created for the new to come forward, to take its rightful place for you in your life? Spring also represents the newness of life and thinking and ways of being, including joy, cheerfulness, spontaneity, delight, kindness, love. These things are all of God. And they are tender as well, as the new growth coming up from the earth is still tender. So we ask you to care for and nurture the newness that is coming into your life as you complete your spring cleaning. Do not cling to or hold on to those things that represent the past, that will hold you down and will keep you tied to the past simply because they are familiar, simply because you have loved them in the past and they have served you well. All of life, including inanimate objects like your clothes or your furniture or your dishware, it does not matter what. They all have a life. They all are alive in their own density and vibration. And all of life wants to be of service, wants to be supporting life, supporting good. So if you have old things that you have tucked away because you're simply keeping them, because they are familiar, or you do not want to let them go because of some emotional attachment that is outdated, these things are dying, we will say, slowly, losing life force, losing the life force that is their mission, their purpose. It all comes from God. Dear hearts, mission and purpose, the reason for being, all begins with God. So back to whatever you have tucked away or pushed back into the deep recesses of a closet or under blankets, bring these things out in your spring cleaning. Bring out the old beliefs, ideas, thinking, ways of being, and ask, are they current? Are they serving your best and highest now? And if not, let them go. Release them to the God that created you, and ask that the new flow into and fill the empty space, the new, fresh space that is waiting. It is waiting for you to be your best and highest in every possible way in your human life. Material, physical, spiritual, tangible, intangible, every aspect of your life. We ask you to be with this idea of spring cleaning and see how it feels to you this week and begin the process, even as you may be in season of winter still. But begin to open the doors and the windows to the spring that is approaching, the spring that is coming with her blessings, her great blessings for all. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.